let it be written. So let it be done.
Let it be written. Round one. Oh shit, guys. Oh shit.
Here we are.
What an epic intro. I'm joined with Rochelle and Sundance Girl.
Yeah. And
and we're gonna
stop.
Rochelle.
Yes.
Rochelle. I'm so excited.
Blackjack.
We've never co-hosted a show, have we?
I know. This is so exciting. It's our first time.
I know. It's like, yes. It's like, I'm with. Sorry. This is an honor, Rochelle. I love it. And then
this
we got.
This is an honor, please.
This is an honor, Rochelle, me to be recording here in the studio with you. Oh, thanks. And we got Sundance Girl. First time, is this your first time ever being a co-host, Elise?
Yes, it is.
This is exciting. Very she is nominated for at least, I think, four. She's like the fan dubber, like posting all these things and freaking poning every single one of them. We got a great cast. Okay, so for those who aren't familiar with this, like, show of epic proportions...
Epic.
It's a writing show. It's a radio play show.
Yeah.
Like Rochelle and I collabed.
I was like, yo, Blackjack, I want to do a show about writing. And he was like, yo, Rochelle, me too. And then I was like, I want it to be about radio plays. And he was like, oh my God, me too. And so then it happened.
It was perfect. It was our baby was born. We talked to our friends. We said, hey, this is gonna be epic. We need your help. So The way the show works is they write it, we act it, and we mix it. What the hell? We act it and mix it? Oh, my God.
We're, like, really generous people.
I know. we're too
except
kind.
Except me. No, I'm just kidding.
For round one, the writers got to select from our pool of actors, and they had to write an estimated 1 minute 30 second monologue about being inappropriately cast. So yeah. I want to get started.
Me too. I'm excited.
You wanna get started? I'm curious to see. Like I don't.
I'm so excited.
I just want to start. I've been waiting
did.
For like 2 weeks.
I know. All right,
let's do it.
Do you know who's first, Blackjack? Do you want to know?
Yes. First up is Charisse. Charisse's monologue recorded by Russ.
They all laughed at me when I told them, especially Sarah. The way that she ranted with such venom in her eyes. It made me feel like a failure as an actor. Her words made me feel unworthy of even being an extra. But that's gotta change. Right, Fluffy? I mean, it's no secret that the little blonde hoe also wants the part. This is my dream role. The only character that my heart has ever whispered for. This is my chance to upstage them all. It shall be done. Stay. Don't go. You still need to hear my audition piece. I need your honest opinion. Fine. Walk away. You're just a cat anyway. What do you know about classical theater? Note to self, do not feed the cat tonight. But it wasn't a dream. It was a location. And you were all there. Were you really there? I kept telling them, I want to go home, and they sent me home. Why don't you believe me? But anyway, Toto, we're home. I can almost see it now. Those blonde pigtails swooping down and meeting the plates in my beard. It's going to be the proudest moment of my life. That little blue dress caressing my bone structure. My satanic tattoos gleaming on my oily skin. That reading was so good, I even shocked myself. The emotion, the pacing, the tone. Watch out, Broadway, here I come. I'm gonna be the best Dorothy that this world has ever seen.
Okay, and that was Russ reading Charisse's monologue. just to reiterate, we don't really take into account the acting. We're just looking at the words. Okay, so I like this. It had like that Charisse flair to it.
It really did. I thought that too.
The dramatic in it. Like I could picture like her writing. I'm like, oh, that's so her writing. And I really liked that about it. So what? I guess Russ was auditioning for the role of Dorothy.
I think so. Yeah, that was the sense that I got.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like that. You guys want to add something?
Yeah, I have some stuff to say. Cool with that. Charisse, I thought this was like really funny, but like unexpectedly funny, because it starts off and he's like really mad about the fact that like Susan doesn't respect him or whatever, and then like all of a sudden you realize he's talking to the cat about this part that he wants to get. So that was really great. And I loved your little note to self, don't feed the cat tonight. That was super funny. And I thought that you built it really nicely, like as far as your writing goes. Like you started off with kind of like this, like, where is this going? Why is he mad? And you gave us that kind of questioning that drew us in right away. And then towards the end, I felt like the jump from him being angry about the cat and then doing the monologue was a teeny bit awkward. I would have liked a smoother transition into that writing, because it felt like at first I thought it was two separate things for really quick. And then I was like, oh no, he's like, this is the part he was supposed to be auditioning for. I see. So I think if you just made that transition smoother, this would have been awesome, because the part about Toto and everything was really legit, and the part before was also great. I like loved that. It really drew me in. And Russ did a really great job of like capturing that build and stuff. So I don't know if it was Russ's like reading of the transition into the monologue, but I think that there needed to be something there to like make it more clear that he was like, oh well, I'll just do it anyway, even though nobody's listening to me.
That was fucking awesome critique. What what do you think, Elise?
Well,
initial thoughts. Yes,
I don't think I can top off Rochelle, but
I'm so glad Rochelle's on the show.
Oh, fuck you! No, I'm just kidding.
No, I haven't heard you yet. Go. Kick her ass.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, I don't know why, but this made me, like, regardless of the acting, it made me think of, like, some sort of SNL skit.
That's good.
Honestly, I found it overall hilarious. I didn't, there weren't really any, I don't know, I don't think I saw really much flaws. I kind of wanted to burst out laughing. I thought it was a really interesting little story. And like I said, I don't think I can give a critique like Christian.
I know. I'm going to buckle down and put my critiquing cap on after gotta kick Rochelle's ass. No, I'm kidding. Rochelle, say something.
I'm sorry. I'm in a writing class right now too, so I'm just like
that's awesome. That's
in that perfect mode.
That's perfect.
And I'm usually good at critiquing, but I don't know. I found this overall really good. Really have anything.
This was good.
She set the bar high.
I just think I wasn't. Yeah, she did. Like, there wasn't anything that stood out, which I think is a sign of a good submission.
Right.
So let's get up next. Next is gonna be Russ again.
Ooh.
Russ is Mr. Popular. I guess in the beginning I'll say like which actors were selected. But we got three Russ this week. Next is Russ reading Dylan's monologue.
All right.
Okay.
So this is the audition for 8 Mile 2, right? A Spike Lee joint. What's that mean exactly? Okay. I thought maybe it had something to do with the reefer. This is a big load off of my mind. A little about myself. My name is Wilson Heger, and I'm 55. I help out a lot at my church, and I'm on the board of the United Way. I'm auditioning for the part of Jake Wan. What? Yes, I realize the call said 18 to 30-year-old African-Americans, but just wait until you hear me first. My pastor frequently casts me as younger characters, and I get rave reviews at the Wednesday night suppers. I suggest you just wait until you hear what I'm bringing to the table. Mm-mm-mm. Look here, Mother Fudger, I am not going to jail for your butt. Huh? I know, but I'm not comfortable saying the F word or A. May I continue? Thanks. When I get that rap contract, all of these fudgers that doubted me, they can suck my rooster. All of my life, I have dreamed of getting out of this poop hole ghetto, and this could be my big chance. You want to stand in my way? Really? Yeah. I have busted my A for 10 years to get this chance. No one is taking it away from me. Not you, not that witch Raymond, no one. Now, I am going to go to the rap battles. If you want to stay here like a punk witch, fine. Stay there like a sucker. I'm out. You can lick these cashews. Thank you. Did you want to hear me rap? Are you sure? I've been listening to a lot of Will Smith to prepare. All right. Well, please, don't call me after 6 p.m. I'm usually asleep. I look forward to working with you and Eminem. Wilson out.
Ah, that was Dylan. Dylan, Rochelle's going to go last on this critique. Rochelle, you're last on this critique.
Why?
Because this is a good one. Okay.
Okay.
Elise, you go.
Okay, so, well, I found it very amusing that this auditioner refused to swear. That was kind of funny. Like, that, you mother fudger, kind of like, it was a nice touch. That was a nice touch.
It was a really good touch. I really, really, really liked the script because of that.
And I mean, I was just thinking in my head, like, if I were one of the casting directors, like, I'd be like, what the hell is this? Like, it was very funny that this person actually thought they were, that they could.
Yeah, I thought it was a great job casting Russ in this role. I think Russ did a great job as well, portraying it. Like, it was just really funny. Like the script and the words. Oh, crap, I have to think of more shit to say so Rochelle doesn't steal it.
I
mentioned the words. I really liked the build, and I like the levels.
Will Smith.
Michelle's like, Blackjack, you're doing it all wrong. I really like the Wilson. I like the specifics, yeah. Okay, Rochelle, you go. What did you think?
I'm going to have to go last every time. Okay, so Dylan, I thought this was absolutely incredible. It was really, really well written. The subtleties were fantastic. Like, yeah, my pastor always casts me. That was so great. I loved that. Just the whole, like, vocal tone he had. I don't know if you told him to do this kind of, like, nerdy-sounding thing, but it was great. I don't know. You captured this character really well. Like, I think you have a really good sense of, like, character. And, like, I don't know. It just, your humor was so good. Like, the specific, whenever you're doing comedy, the more specific you can be, the better it is, especially for an audience that understands what you're talking about, because it makes it funnier. So for me, this was, like, hilarious, because, like, I knew everything you were talking about, and it was just, like, so, it just was so funny. I think my one comment is, I think your comedic timing and just comedy in general would have been funnier if you had ended with him saying, so, do you want to hear me rap? Because it would have just, like, left it up to our imagination if he rapped or not. And that is hilarious.
That's a good note. That's a really,
like,
good
that,
note.
That is hilarious. Like, the not know. Sometimes I was actually talking about this in my writing class 2 days ago.
I need to take a fucking college writing class after this. Well, I'm signing up right now.
We were talking about how sometimes, like, less is more, and I think this is one of those situations where less is so much more, because if you said that, like, we have to imagine this character rapping, and that is hilarious, and it's almost, like, disappointing that we know he doesn't, so that's my recommendation for this.
Oh my god.
Really awesome notes. I love how the show's starting off so far, guys. the next two are my my monologues.
You know what? I'd be scared to audition for Rochelle.
I'd be excited. She's nice and thorough, and she makes you feel warm. And
I know confident. She's very thorough.
You're so thorough, Rochelle.
You're so thorough.
Okay, you ready? Next is Jinxer's monologue, read by me.
All right.
You gotta be kidding me. This is ridiculous. How could they set me up for something like this? Chainsaws? How the hell do you juggle chainsaws? That's insane! It's absurd! I'm not some sideshow freak. I'm an actor, for Christ's sakes. How the hell do they expect me to do this shit? Or maybe... No, that couldn't be it. Is it? Is this some kind of joke to scare off newbies? I mean, West Side Story was never my favorite musical, but I really don't remember the male lead wearing frilly pink spandex and tossing around death-dealing spinning blades of doom from hand to hand. No, this has got to be something to thin out the herd. Just something the director typed up to scare off newcomers so that he'd get people who weren't afraid. Right? Right? What the hell am I gonna tell Charlotte when she finds out about this? I'm gonna look like such a damn coward. But, I mean, how much more yanked up can a production get? I mean, I'm supposed to slap Anita with a live weasel across the face? Just what kind of a kook is this writer? God damn it. Oh, if I didn't need the money. But is this really the way I want to go with it? I mean, this guy's expecting me to be a professional acrobat and to be comfortable enough in a pink frilly leotard that I can do interpretive dance. Wait, hold on. No, I can't be reading this right. He wants me to dance while balancing on a unicycle? What the... How am I supposed... Is that even... That's some kind of... How do you even do that? What kind of crazy multi-limbed freak is he planning on... Wait. Hang on a tick. Oh, wow, I'm an idiot. Those are Maria's casting requirements. Wait, what does Tony have to do then? A flamethrower? Actually, now that I think about it, that does sound pretty cool.
Okay, I know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to let Rochelle go first, and then I'll go.
Oh, jeez. Jinxers.
Don't steal my critiques.
I'll try not to. I'll try. This was sort of all over the place for me, to be completely honest. You didn't first, like, when you started, you didn't grab me, and like I didn't feel like a connection to this character. Like, there was no like mystery. Like, in the other two, there was kind of like, oh, like, what are they doing? And it really got me interested. But with this one, it immediately started absurd. Like, it started, like, I don't even remember, like, what this was. Something about a chainsaw, I think it was. It was, like, right away. And it was, like, crazy absurd. And I was like, whoa, that was abrupt. And then all of a sudden, like, it got really intense. And it was like, Charlotte's gonna think I'm a coward. And I was like, where did that come from? Like, there was no, like,
that was my note.
Sort of, like... base for that. And then, like, I don't know, like, I feel like with absurdity, okay, there's a trick with absurdity in that you have to, again, with most writing, especially monologues, because it's for somebody acting, you need to have a build. And that goes for everything, because when you build stuff, your actor needs to be able to work with that and give levels, and that's what makes the acting good. So your writing has to build as well. And like, if there's no room for that, then the actor struggles. And I felt like this started off as like a high level, and then it went awkwardly down and then went back up again. And it was like too much absurdity. What would have been good is if you had like started off and been like, well, this is kind of weird. Like something that maybe would be in West Side Story, but still it's kind of like a little out of the ordinary. And then go into something like, wait, there's flamethrowers and chainsaws. What the hell is this? Like, guy thinking crazy. Again, however, even though that was kind of an intense critique, I did like the ending, but similar to Dylan's, I thought it should have ended with, Wait, that was Maria's part? What does Tony have to do? Because again, less is more, and we have to infer what Tony has to do, making it funnier. That's all my notes.
I agree with what Rochelle said. Like, I think it started off really big. And I love the imagination and creativity in this. Like a lot of the words you used, like, or like the examples you used were like really, like, I wouldn't even think of those. And they were really funny to read. Fuck, you took my Charlotte note. That part I struggled with a little bit, just because I understand what you were going for. Like, you wanted to add, like, okay, this guy probably has like a competitor or a girlfriend named Charlotte who he doesn't want to like upset. But it was, I don't know, it just didn't flow for me. And then some of the sentences were like a bit too run-on-y for me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you could tell.
And then I liked how you ended it a lot. Like, I thought that was a really good way to end it. Like, that's how I feel. That's how like most like monologues, like, because monologues always have like a catchy ending or something. And I thought that was like you did a good job of doing that. Made me happy. So that's pretty much what I got. Elise.
Okay, well, I definitely agree with Rochelle that less is more, and I think that kind of at the end, they should have left it with, wait a second, then what does Tony do? And then maybe be like, oh, shit, and then, like, cut it there. And, like,
yeah, I was going to cut it on really a, oh, shit.
Fuck. And, like, fuck me, like, oh my god. Well, not like that, but like kind of like
less is more. We gotta bring it back.
Yeah, I know, but like if they would have left it like with like, oh shit, like kind of like you're like, wait, what happens? So yeah, I think kind of going into the thing that, oh, he's a flamethrower or whatever it is, I thought that was a little too much. I think they could have stopped a little bit before. When I first started hearing the thing, and this is only because it was Blackjack's voice, but it sounded like Taylor Lautner going on some sort of audition and like having a freak out session.
This is Taylor, like, Lautner auditioning for Broadway West Side Story.
He's like, what the hell did my agent get me into?
He's like, I worked out so I could do my own stunts, but juggling chainsaws? What the? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, only because it was your voice, and I don't know. I noticed that this has nothing to do with the acting, but it's like made me think, oh my god, it's Taylor Lautner being a diva and having a freak at him. Like,
I think as much as like, we don't take the acting into account, I think it's gonna matter who you choose as your actor. So you guys gotta.
Well, yeah, right. Because like, if like, I don't know, like Russ was like a perfect casting choice for Dylan's, because like he like read the scene really well and he like fit that. And I felt like you were a good casting choice for this. Like, I didn't think it was poor casting. I just think that like with the like for you as an actor, it must have been difficult to read these levels. I think is how I feel about this. This critique is super long.
you should go on. Next, but yeah. Next up is, oh, it's me again. Oh, this one. Okay, this one is Sassia. Oh, and let me just point this out right now, before I say in the critique. The prompt, okay. At first I was gonna like kind of like dock down points for people who didn't follow the prompt exactly, but since like a lot of people didn't do the specific, like, oh, I'm auditioning for a role, that's fine. Like, I guess that's my fault for not being specific enough. So long as you did something where it's, like, inappropriately cast, because I know a couple of these, from talking with some of the actors and getting their feedback, a couple of them are, like, the actor is inappropriately cast for this. So.
All right.
Oh, I'm not like, spoiling Sassia. Sassia is really funny. Okay.
All
right. Let's go.
Ooh, girl, did I ever tell you that you are one of my most favorite people to come in here? Look at those nails. I go get gold glitter polish. It make French manicure tips look so good in those pink acrylic nails. Girl, do you know who come in here this morning? You know that Miranda girl? She come in here and say, Chun, you Chinese bitch. I know Chinese. You charged me $5 more this week than you did last month for pedicure and nails. And I was like, well, Miranda, if you weren't such a bitch all the time, you'd be getting a better deal. And she said, I never come here again. And I was like, bitch, fine. You could go get your shitty nail done by Korean across the street. Does he look like I care? Mm-mm. Oh, girl, you no worry. Pedicure only $10, but you pay only $8, okay? Okay. Okay, you are fun, girl. Bye. That bitch gets charged $15 next month.
Okay, and that was me being inappropriately cast as a Vietnamese bitch. That went, when I first heard that, I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do? I really love, like, Snowfender's writing. Like,
oh, wait, this was Snowfender?
Really, or not Snowfender, Sassy. Sorry, I get my Asians. No, I'm kidding. This was Sassy. I get my Asians confused. No, I'm sorry. I'm not mean like that. This was Sassia, not Snowfender. Sorry. I do that a lot. I kept calling Nani Autumn the other day. Or was it vice versa? I don't know. Autumn's.
Oh my god.
Okay, I liked that it was short. It was really fun. Like, I was able to kind of like see the, like, read the whole thing, and then, like, I had a good image of what I wanted to do with it. After I got done reading it, I didn't have to think about it too long. And it was really funny because I thought you did a good job capturing the how those people like talk, like the Vietnamese hairdressers. Because like I've seen some Saturday, like some sketches. I don't know where they're from, but that it just reminds me of like the sketches. So good job on that. Who's next? How about Rochelle? Or wait, did...
No,
let's have Rochelle go last again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, obviously the first thing that popped into my head when I heard this was Pizza Chow.
And he's Chinese.
I know he's Chinese.
You didn't think of Taylor Lautner?
No, I did not think of... Shut up. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, I know he's Chinese, but yeah, it did definitely remind me of like kind of probably when I used to go to a nail salon or something, and like most Vietnamese ladies, and I don't know.
I've never been to a nail salon. Do they legit talk like this, or do they like over? Is this like over?
They do, like, I once...
Like, from the comedians
it's
and
a
stuff.
Little, it's a little bit, like, it's a little bit of an over-exaggeration, but it's pretty close.
Yes. Yes, because, like, I remember one time when I went, they were, like, looking at my nails, and they were like, oh my god, your nails, they look so natural. Like, because they were, like, they thought that my nails looked like natural French manicure or something, and I was like, oh, thank you, and they're like, You don't want fake nail? I'm like, what? You just told me that my nails look like fake nails. Why should I have fake?
Oh, that was one note I wanted to add. I guess I don't know if this is too late. You put nails in the script. This is like super nitpicky, just because you like I got it. You put nails, and I wanted to say nail, just because like that just I think they say nail.
Oh yes. Yeah, like instead
like
of,
she
like...
put nails, but they say nail like. Oh, pretty nail or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's super.
And I'm done.
Sassia, I really loved this.
I'm kidding.
Oh my god, Blackjack, stop fucking with me. Get out of here. Get out of here. I absolutely adored this. You kind of got the whole, like, less is more thing that I was just saying, like, in some of the past critiques. I thought this was realistic, but it was, like, just a slight over-exaggeration, and it was perfect. Like, you took the, like, absurdness of what this is realistically and made it into comedy, and I thought that was incredible. I think this was really, really I just thought it was really well written. Like, I thought the story was really funny, and I love how she was, like, complaining, or she, he, Blackjack, was complaining.
She is so funny.
She, he.
I'm like,
but Blackjack, actually, you did this well. Like, you sounded like a gay nail salon dresser or something like that. It was great. But, like, it was just,
so
it was,
versatile.
It was so versatile. It was just very, like, I guess, I don't know, like, it felt really natural to me what it was, mm-hmm. and it was, like, natural comedy, like, it was just funny because of what it was, and, you know, I loved the ending when, like, I loved how she was complaining about how this other lady was, like, getting charged more, and then at the end she was like, ugh, that bitch is getting charged more too. Fuck that. That was great. I loved that ending. You didn't go farther than you needed to. It was the perfect place to stop. I think you have a real knack for, like, from this, I haven't heard really any of your other writing yet, but I think just from
I think she writes her things on the BFF. That's
where, I think, like, really. That this is, like, I think you have a good sense of, like, when to stop. So, which is a hard thing to know. Sometimes you're like, well, maybe I should keep going. I don't know. So that was good.
All right. We got next is Russ again.
Oh my God. The return of Russ.
Yep. I was able to record my two things before Russ could record all three of his. No more Blackjack tonight, folks. Sorry.
Oh, disappointment. For next week.
No!
It's all right, though. We got some Ambi, Rochelle, and Skywish coming up in the future. Or later on this episode. So I guess that is the future. Next is Russ reading Melly's monologue. Melly.
Woohoo.